Hello, this is Yona calling from Family First Care. I'm looking to speak to Keystone Representative Deirdre Joyner.
Speaking.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling regards to Mutual Participant Robert Dempsey.
Okay.
Robert has a preferred caregiver, Andrea Dempsey. I believe it's his daughter.
Uh-huh.
The daughter has moved him into her own home. And is requesting that she be allowed to service him there. My issue, which I want to run by you, is that she has three kids. And if she's working 9 in the morning until 7, 8, 9, 10 at night, and she's got three kids, she's not going to be taking care of them. But it's a family case, so I wanted to know what your opinion is in regards to approving the other service location, which is the caregiver's house.
Well, I would have to find out from my supervisor, am I allowed to even okay that? I'm not sure. This is my first time this would have happened. When I talked to her, she told me it was not permanent, temporarily, because he wasn't feeling well. But I can find out from my supervisor, because usually, honestly, we don't really get into that kind of stuff. We kind of just, assess them for the hours they need and kind of just reassess them when it's time, if that makes sense. But I can find out, because I don't want to overstep or say anything that I'm, I don't know.
I really appreciate that, and I actually would be interested in hearing what your supervisor says, because I've bumped into this type of issue dozens of times, and different people say different things. So if it's temporary, then, I could approve it temporarily anyway. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's what she told me. I talked to her like Thursday or Friday of last week, and she told me it was temporarily because he wasn't feeling well. And I just said, okay, because that happens a lot, too. People aren't feeling well, and they stay with their children for a little bit. So
yeah,
I didn't hear the permanent comment, but, I can follow up.
No, I don't think she said permanent, but it's already been 2.5 weeks. He didn't have COVID for over a month already. So, I'm a little wishy-washy about it. I don't think there's a problem, but then again, if she's got a family to take care of, then she can't service him also. So as like a temporary measure for his convenience, I'm kind of okay with it, but permanently I'm very much not. But if you can just double-check his supervisor and get back to me.
Okay.
I appreciate that, because I just want to make sure it's, up and up.
Okay, no problem.
Very much appreciated. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, bye.